And, of course, art. Let's not forget that. The featured artist is with us right now, Nick Francisco. Nick, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here. You're a local artist. Tell us a little bit about your life in art.
Yeah, so I graduated Port Huron High School here, and pretty much been like a local boy growing up here. Mm-hmm. Started art pretty much from my grandmother. She was a professional artist, and I learned from her. When she passed a couple years ago, she left me all of her art supplies, and I just decided to make that a hobby and focus on that, and it worked out great. My friends started buying paintings, and from there it took off. So
that's outstanding. So you learned from her, didn't you?
Yes.
What was that like as a young child learning how to create art?
It was great. It was just like a great bonding experience that we had together. None of the other grandchildren really took an interest in it, so
I always feel like art is something that you have to have somewhat of a natural inclination for, a natural aptitude, but combine that with somebody that can teach you the right way to do it.
I was really lucky to have her in my life. Yep.
So what kind of art do you create?
I mostly work with oil paint on mm-hmm. canvas or palette wood paintings. I also do a little bit of acrylic work. I do some sketching, some sculpting. So, but mainly just oil paints.
Okay, and of what? What do you mainly
mostly
paint?
Landscapes mm-hmm. and animals. I just like nature, and that's just kind of what I like to do. So,
yeah. Do you have any local places that you look at and say you know that are your favorite places to paint?
Not locally okay. here as much. I spend a lot of time traveling, so I take a lot of photography in like Colorado and places like that. I brought a lot of pictures back from a trip there. So mostly that, and then just like online friends will send me pictures. Hey, you know, this looks great. We should do it, you know. So
when you're out and about, you're probably thinking with an artist's eye. If you see a landscape somewhere, you think, I would love to put this on a canvas.
Yep, absolutely.
What are you going to be doing this weekend? Are you actually going to be painting this weekend?
I'm going to be painting live for most of the time there. I'll have my tent set up. And, I'm going to be painting. You get to see me work on the featured painting for the show. So,
I always like to ask artists how they feel about that because I think for a lot of people, creating art is a private thing. They like to be in their studio, sequestered. But you're going to be have an audience.
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous about it, I'll be honest with you. So, but you know, I have my friends, family there, the whole community. It's going to be a good time.
No, it's going to be great. And you're going to have your art for sale as well?
Absolutely, yep. I'm going to have a variety of paintings on palette wood and on canvas, and I also take custom orders and commissioned art. So,
what do you see your future in art being? Where do you want to take this?
Wow, I mean, I would love to just paint full time and be able to just do this. I mean, that's what really would make me happy. So, I mean, this is like the first step towards that.
Absolutely. Any more art shows in the future for you this summer?
Not currently.
Okay.
But I am looking and interested in doing more around this area.
How many paintings have you created, would you say?
I'd say about 500.
About 500?
Yeah, in the past 2 years.
In just the past 2 years?
Yep.
I'm doing the math and trying to think how many. you must be painting daily.
I do. I paint daily. I usually paint a lot at night, too. It's time-consuming, but when you love doing something, it comes easy.
Sounds like it's been your passion for a long time, but particularly since the death of your grandmother, and you've inherited her art supplies, yep. Something kind of clicked and made you say,
absolutely.
This is it.
Absolutely, yep. I just, it clicked for me. I started getting back into it, and I just fell in love with it again.
All right. Get yourself a Nick Francisco this weekend at Art on the River. It's going to be a fun weekend, and the weather's going to be spectacular, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be great. I mean, I'm really excited for this weather.
Yeah, so, we've been waiting a long, long time for it.
Especially being outside all day. So.
No doubt. Nick, thanks for stopping by. Good luck this weekend. We'll look for you at Art on the River this weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot. Nick Francisco, he'll be painting downtown this weekend at Art on the River, which is at the new location for it this year, which is Kiefer Park, just north of the Municipal Office Center in Port Huron.